To prove unreasonable behavior, it's not enough to say you and your spouse are no longer compatible or bored with each other. The behavior must have significantly affected you, making it unbearable to live together. The court considers whether your spouse's actions repel you from cohabiting. It's really about how your spouse's actions affect you, not just a general feeling of boredom. Imagine a scenario where your spouse constantly criticizes your family members, making family gatherings unbearable. Individually, these criticisms may seem minor, but when taken together as a whole, they create an unreasonable situation. Understanding what unreasonable behavior actually means is crucial if you're considering a divorce in Singapore. Unreasonable behavior refers to your spouse's actions that make it unreasonable for you to continue living together. It covers a wide range of situations, from severe issues like domestic abuse to more minor problems that become unreasonable when they happen very regularly. Here are some examples. Deprivation of sexual intimacy. If your spouse consistently denies or refuses you intimacy, it can sometimes be considered unreasonable. Drug addiction. If your spouse is struggling with drug addiction and it negatively affects your life, this can also be considered unreasonable. Mental or verbal or emotional abuse. Sustained emotional or verbal abuse can sometimes count as unreasonable behavior. Physical abuse. Any form of physical violence is unquestionably unreasonable. Compulsive gambling. If your spouse's gambling addiction harms your family's finances and well-being, this can also be considered unreasonable. Improper association with another person includes situations that may or may not involve adultery, but can still harm your marriage. Refusing to care for your children. If your spouse neglects their responsibilities as a parent, it's also unreasonable. Lack of financial support. Failing to support your family financially can also be considered unreasonable. Remember, the list isn't exhaustive, and consulting a divorce lawyer can be helpful if you're unsure whether your situation qualifies as unreasonable behavior. To prove unreasonable behavior, it's not enough to say you and your spouse are no longer compatible or bored with each other. The behavior must have significantly affected you, making it unbearable to live together. The court considers whether your spouse's actions repel you from cohabiting. For example, your spouse's excessive spending puts your family in financial trouble. If their spending habits continue and they can't bear the financial strain anymore, that's unreasonable behavior. Being bored with your partner isn't a sufficiently serious reason for divorce in Singapore. The court looks for behavior that goes beyond a mere state of mind. It's really about how your spouse's actions affect you, not just a general feeling of boredom. For instance, if your partner snores loudly, that alone isn't enough for a divorce. But it could be relevant if their snoring disrupts your sleep to the point where you can't function during the day. The court will objectively assess your subjective claims of unreasonable behavior. This means they'll consider you and your spouse's character, personality traits, and other attributes. Imagine a scenario where your spouse constantly criticizes your family members, making family gatherings unbearable. Individually, these criticisms may seem minor, but when taken together as a whole, they create an unreasonable situation. The court examines the cumulative effect of your spouse's behavior over time. Even if individual actions don't appear unreasonable on their own, they may demonstrate unreasonable behavior when viewed altogether. For instance, the cumulative effect could be considered unreasonable if your spouse repeatedly humiliates you in front of friends and family over many, many years. Suppose you continue living with your spouse for 6 months or longer after the last instance of unreasonable behavior. In that case, the court may not consider the behavior sufficiently unreasonable. So if you accept it for too long and tolerate this, it could affect your case. Choosing divorce based on unreasonable behavior has some advantages. It's subjectively assessed, allowing for a looser definition. Your spouse doesn't need to admit to their unreasonable behavior. It's also generally less costly and time-consuming than proving adultery, which typically involves evidence in the form of private investigator reports. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.